This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, you know what the man said, eh? Hey, Frank, give me a break. I'm trying to talk here. Anyway, Frank Sinatra, that was, singing nice and easy. And you know very well, you regular listeners, that that is the theme tune for this live program of Easy Jazz with John Redman. And I'm coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Today, my friends, it's Friday the 5th of December. 2025. Oh, only 20 days left to Christmas now. Anyway, here we are on a beautiful Friday, 5th of December. I'm here until noon today to bring you some of my easy jazz selections. Yeah, I got a couple of Christmas songs hidden away in there as well. And did you hear that on the weather? 28 degrees again today and 28 degrees tomorrow. Yesterday it was a bit chilly, 19. My goodness, though, that wind was pretty strong. Anyway, why don't we make a start, eh? Now, you regular listeners will know that the first tune of the day is the tune that you had only a few bars from, the last tune of last week. So, let's get off. Verve Records released an album in 1952 entitled Oscar Peterson Plays the George Gershwin Songbook. And from it, my friends, have a listen to one of the world's greatest pianists, Oscar Peterson, with Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, and they're going to play a tune for us written by George Gershwin in 1927. And that tune is called, quite simply, "Oh, Lady, Be Good." Thank you. That's my kind of music, folks. Yes, a great trio. Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. Recording made in 1952. And the tune, of course, was Oh Lady Be Good. Now, how are you listening to this program right now? If you're on your radio locally, then, of course, you're either listening on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But you could be like many, many people all around the world who are listening to our live stream. And you got to the live stream, didn't you? By going to your smart device, opening up your search engine and typing in www.radiokidnappers.org.nz. And you just then picked and you clicked on the listen live. Of course you did. Yeah. Okay, let's carry on, shall we? In 2020, T-Bone Records of Wellington, New Zealand, released a CD that features the Roger Fox Big Band. They named the album Plays New Zealand. Roger Fox. We miss Roger. Unfortunately, he died earlier this year, quite suddenly, and he is much, much, much missed. But anyway, the late Roger Fox conducts the band through a number composed by Brian Smith, and the title of the tune you're going to hear is Taranaki. Now, Taranaki, of course, is a province on the west coast of New Zealand's North Island. The solo tenor sax player is Oscar Laban. Roger Fox himself plays the trombone solo, and the drummer is a lady called Lauren Ellis. So, put your listening ears on and listen to the Roger Fox Big Band. Bring us this tune called Taranaki.
Yeah.
That's a great example of a modern big band, my friends. That was the Roger Fox Big Band from Wellington. The recording was made in 2020. The title of the album from which that track came, it's called Plays New Zealand. The tune that was arranged and composed by Brian Smith was called Taranaki. The solo sax player, Oscar Levin, and Roger Fox on the trombone, and on the drummer, Lauren Ellis. She's a very, very fine drummer, that young lass. All three of those people, of course, have played here at the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club many, many times. And bands, plural, bands of Roger Fox has also played at our local jazz club frequently over the years. The Australian singer and trumpeter Vince Jones released an album through EMI Australia in 1983, and Vince called the album Spell, S-P-E-L-L. One of the tracks is Vince Jones's arrangement of a Duke Ellington tune called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Now, Vince does the vocal, he does the whistling and the trumpet parts on this particular track. He's accompanied by Peter Jones on the piano, Doug DeVries on guitar, Gary Costello bass, and Peter Whitford is on the drums. So, Vince Jones and his group with Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people want to talk about me is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of other folks, I haven't a chance. Though I've been seen with someone new, does that mean that I'm untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold the thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Oh,
that really mean that I'm untrue? When we're apart, words in my heart feel how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold the thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
The man who did the singing, the whistling and the trumpeting was the Australian Vince Jones, and that track called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me by Duke Ellington was recorded on an album called Spell, and that was released by EMI Australia in 1983. A very nice put together little piece that was, and I have to smile when I hear right at the very end, they included the audience talking, because I can tell you how many times have I done gigs and the audience has just talked all the way through them. But that's what happens. That's one of the things we have to put up with as we amateurs. But Vince Jones, you've got to be Vince Jones, but he's a Scotsman. Yeah. Anyway, Making Whoopee. Do you remember that one? Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon. Yeah, that's the one. It's a song first popularized by Eddie Cantor in the 1928 musical called Whoopee. Gus Kahn wrote the lyrics. Walter Donaldson composed the music. I have a 1974 recording of Making Whoopee that features Ben Webster on tenor sax, George Aravantes on piano, Jackie Sampson on bass, and Charles Sodre on the drums. So listen to this group bring us Another Bride, Another June, but it's an instrumental. Are we ready? Yeah, of course we are. Go! Thank you. I just love that breathy sound that Ben Webster had. And you heard it there, didn't you? Hey, really played tenor sax on Making Whoopee. That was a 1974 recording with Ben Webster on tenor sax, George Aravantes piano, Jackie Sampson on bass, and Charles Soldres was on the drums. I'm going to be singing that song, Making Whoopee, next Wednesday at my club, the Friendship Club of Taradale. Yes. And being a man's club, we've actually invited wives and partners as well. So that'll be good. I look forward to that. The time is now 10:33, coming up to 10:34, on this Friday, 5th of December 2025. Not long to Christmas now, is there? Okay, time now for something from Freddie Cole. Freddie Cole, of course, was the younger brother of Nat King Cole. And the track I'm going to bring you comes from Freddie Cole's 1995 album. It was released by Fantasy Records. And the album is called To the Ends of the Earth. And I've picked a track called Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, which was written by Alex Kramer, Joan Whiting, and Mac David. Freddie does the vocals. He has Cyrus Chestnut on the piano, Joe Ford on soprano sax, Joe Locke on the vibes, Tom Hubbard on bass, and Steve Berrios on the drums. Whew. And after saying that, why don't you just listen to Freddie Cole and his group from 1995 singing this great ballad, which is called Candy.
Some say that love is as sweet as a rose. Others say it's honey from the bee. But I want you to sit right down and let me tell you what my love is to me. Candy. I call my sugar candy, 'cause I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me. Understanding candy. Candy's always handy when I need company. Now I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, and I've got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart, Candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day that I take Candy and make her mine, all mine. Thank you. that there were four of us, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, and I've got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart, Candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day that I take Candy and make her mine, all mine.
Would you have known that that singer was the younger brother of Nat King Cole? I guess you would, because he sounded an awful lot like Nat. And he too, Freddie, was also a pianist. Vocally, not as smooth as Nat King Cole, but still pleasant to listen to. And the song he sang was called Candy, and it comes from a 1995 CD, if now it's ever CD, released by Fantasy Records, and it's called To the Ends of the Earth. And I've really grown accustomed to listening to Freddie Cole over the past few years. He actually, unfortunately, passed away in 2023, but I've got quite a few of his recordings. I must say I have. Okay, now I just want to remind you that I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 o'clock. I play right through. Now we've got a lady singer come up now, Rosemary Clooney. And in 1982, she released an album with Concord Jazz, and the album is called Rosemary Clooney Sings the Music of Cole Porter. And I've got a track from that album, and she's backed by the tenor player, Scott Hamilton, with his octet, eight players. And Rosemary's going to sing for us a song written by Cole Porter in 1935. And the song, you know, you'll know this song as soon as you hear the first opening notes on it. Rosemary Clooney, 1982, singing Just One of Those Things.
As Dorothy Parker once said to her boyfriend, fare thee well. As Columbus announced when he knew he was bounced, it was swell, Isabel, swell. As Abelard said to Eloise, don't forget to drop a line to me, please. As Juliet cried in her Romeo's ear, Romeo, why not face the fact, my dear? It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings. One of those bells that now and then rings. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we'd thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
That one swung along nicely. Rosemary Clooney was the singer, and the musicians were those of the Scott Hamilton Octet. The recording was made in 1982 from an album released by Concord Jazz called Rosemary Clooney Sings the Music of Cole Porter. And the track you heard, of course, was Just One of Those Things. Now, I don't know how many of you, my dear listeners, have ever heard of a song called Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. You may have, if you're of a certain age, but I'll tell you, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree is a song that was made famous by Glenn Miller and the Andrews Sisters during World War II. The melody was based on a 19th century English folk song called Long, Long Ago. But Sam H. Stepped wrote an updated version of that English folk song and made it into the music for Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. Lou Brown and Charles Tobias wrote the words. On February the 18th, 1942, Glenn Miller and his orchestra recorded the song with vocals by Tex Beneke, Marion Hutton, and the Modern Airs. And for your listening pleasure, here, ready for you, is Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Glenn Miller and some others.
Just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to bet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't give up with those lips of yours to anyone. Me. Anyone else but me, anyone else but me, no, 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 watch the girls on the foreign shores, you'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee, you better be true to me, you better be true to me, you better be true to me. When you come marching home, you're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
With anyone else but me, I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me, and I'll be true till you come marching on.
I think that's a great recording, you know, and that recording was actually made in 1942 in the month of February, by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And how did you like the lyrics? I think they're absolutely brilliant. Tex Beneke, who was the male vocalist in that track, he was also Glenn Miller's lead saxophonist. And he had a brother, Tex, had a brother called Ray, who also was a singer with various other bands as well. Just a bit of useless information for you. Well, that was 1942. Here's another 1942 recording. The tune is by Asleep by the Sleepy Lagoon. It's a serenade by the British composer Eric Coates, who wrote it in 1930. In 1942, the Harry James Orchestra recorded it for Columbia Records. And that's exactly what I'm going to play for you right now. 1942, Harry James Orchestra playing for us by the sleepy lagoon. I see if I can keep my eyes open. A 1942 recording of the tune by the Sleepy Lagoon, recorded by the Harry James Orchestra, and they did that for Columbia Records. Very soothing, that, wasn't it? Very much of its age, of course, when music was written basically so people could dance. Now, I haven't a clue, if you listen to that track I've just played, how would you describe it? I wouldn't know, is it? A waltz? Is it something else? I don't know. To me, I would say, yeah, it's a Mr. Smooch record. But I don't know. But it was nice, wasn't it? Okay. Don't forget, no new sport weather. I'm going to go right through, okay? Too Close to Comfort is a song written by Jerry Bock, George David Weiss, and Larry Holofcener. It was written in 1956 as part of the score for a Broadway musical called Mr. Wonderful. And the star of that show was Sammy Davis Jr. I have ready for you Mr. Mel Torme singing that song and a recording he did in 1960 with a band he recorded very, very often with, the Marty Paich Orchestra. So, Mel Torme with the Marty Paich Orchestra, 1960, and the Velvet Fog's going to sing Too Close for Comfort.
Be wise, be fair, be sure, be there. Behave, beware.
wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your feet. She's too close for comfort. Too close, too close for comfort. No, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm and be fair. Be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. When there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort. Thinking cab boy, 'cause if you don't look out, you will find that you are much too close for comfort. You're heading for a mishap, boy. The first thing that you know, she will have you up that old tree. She's too close for comfort. Too close. Absolutely sure, beware. On your guard, take care. When there is such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for mother. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be fair, be sure, be there, behave, beware. Too close, too close for comfort now.
I love that recording by Mel Torme. I think it's a great recording. Mel Torme recorded that in 1960 with the Marty Paich Orchestra, and you could always tell Marty Paich frequently used tubas and sousaphones, and you could hear the sousaphone in the back, boom, 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 boom. And it just made it nice to back old Mel Torme, Mr. Velvet Fog. Too Close for Comfort, and it was written, as I say, for the score of a Broadway musical starring Sammy Davis Jr. called Mr. Wonderful. Now, just I mentioned earlier about I've got this gig next Wednesday. Now, initially, I was asked to do the 3rd of December at the Round the Piano at the Havelock North Function Centre. But a couple of things, I had to cancel that. First of all, the pianist wasn't available. And I think that it seemed to me that, you know, we're a jazz band. We're not sort of carol singers. And I think they wanted too many carols. But anyway, if you were there last February of this year, you know I did a solo gig there, just me singing with no musical accompaniment. But I've also been asked if I would do Round the Piano in February of next year. And I hope to do that as a trio. That's enough of that. A Smooth Jazz Christmas is the sixth studio album by a saxophone player called Dave Koz, K-O-Z. It was released by Capitol Records in September 2001. And from it, I ask you, please enjoy Dave Koz and his orchestra as they perform for us a tune called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It was written in 1943 by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, introduced by Judy Garland in the 1944 musical Meet Me in St. Louis. And here we have Dave Koz and his orchestra with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Oh, my goodness me. My watch suddenly started to talk to me. How strange. And that's mucked up my... Hang on. You know one of those things where I'm serene on the surface and that's the one. And flapping away underneath. Here we go. Oh, it's coming already. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. The tune, of course, was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And it was played for us by the sax player Dave Coz and his orchestra. The album is called A Smooth Jazz Christmas. It was released in 2001 by Capitol Records. I have got other Christmas things, probably not today, but for the next couple of weeks I'll be playing some Christmas stuff. And hang on. Right, I'm back with you. Not a problem. I thought I'd gone off air for a moment there. Okay, Blues in the Night. That's a song which became a jazz standard, generally considered to be part of the Great American Songbook, of course. The music was written by Harold Arlen, and the lyrics were written by Johnny Mercer. Frank Sinatra recorded Blues in the Night for Capitol Records in 1958, and he was backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. So here is Old Blue Eyes with Blues in the Night.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling, ooh-ee. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, ooh-ee. My mama done told me, a hooey, da hooey, oh clickety clacks echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, its light. When you get the blues in the night. And take my word, that mockingbird will sing saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's so Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds they might blow, I've
been in some big towns, and I heard me some big talk. But there is one thing I know. A woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who will leave you to sing the blues in the night. My mama was right, there's blues in the night.
I don't think anybody else could sing that particular song like Frank Sinatra. Blues in the Night, recorded by Frank Sinatra for Capitol Records in 1958, and he was backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. I saw a program, my wife and I watched a program recently, all about Harold Arlen, and then the following night we watched a documentary all about Johnny Mercer, and we thoroughly enjoyed that. Okay, well, it's time for my quick promo. Who are we? Who are we here at Radio Hawke's Bay? Well, we're a radio station that broadcasts 24 hours a day, every day. We put out around 100 programs per week. And we have around 90 broadcasters. We're a community access media station, and we are funded in part from New Zealand On Air. We're not a music program, although, as I say every week, this program of mine, Easy Jazz, is followed on Tuesday by my friend Ian Hunt, with his jazz program, which is called Two for Jazz. And Ian's on from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, with a repeat the following day at the same time. We started out 30 years ago known as Radio Kidnappers. But we found that people just, because we have Cape kidnappers here in our area, you know, people would say, oh, you're broadcasting for Cape Kidnappers Radio, oh, various things like that. So we decided to rebrand and we became Radio Hawke's Bay. We function on two radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we have this magic thing, this wonderful thing that allows us to broadcast all over the world on a live stream. And you get that by getting your smart device, go into a search engine and just typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And our website page comes up. And it's from that website you can find out anything you need to know about this radio station. For example, you can find our schedule. Who's on at what time on what day? When's the repeat, if there is one? It's a really good website. One of the functions that's really good is on that open page when you click on the www dot thing. There's a little link at the top and it says Listen Live. If you click on that, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast at that time by Radio Hawke's Bay. There's lots of things on there. I mean, I could I could spend half an hour talking about what's on there. But if I did that, I wouldn't be able to play very much music, would I? We've got around, as I say, 90 broadcasters. But we always need broadcasters because obviously, you know, we have people who have done their show and they've nothing else to give and they want to go away and do something else. Or it's time, you know, that they decided to retire or whatever. So we are always looking for new broadcasters. Now, bear in mind what I said just now. We are not a sole music station or solely a music station. Yes, we have different genres of music. We have classical music. We have jazz. We have country and western. We have traditional African music, everything. But the majority of our programs are all non-musical. You can find out what programs I'm talking about when you visit www.radiokidnappers.org.nz. Well, I just said Radio Kidnappers. Radio Hawke's Bay. .org.nz. And you can see the wide variety of broadcasting that we do. But if you want to be a broadcaster, I'm going to give you a phone number, and you've got a very short time before I go ahead and carry on playing music. So you better rush, honestly, you better rush and get something to write on, whether it's your back of your hand, I don't care. Here's the phone number you ring locally if you fancy being a broadcaster. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Ring, talk to one of the dream team here. The dream team are the people that are, you know, they're here. They support everything that the broadcasters do. They're all broadcasters themselves too. And say, hey, I've got a great idea for a program and can I come and talk to you? And you can come here to the studio and you can talk to them, have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, Bicky or whatever. And who knows, you might be the next broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. We give full training, so you don't be, you're not pitchforked into a studio to say, well, there's the deck. Get on with it. You'll be taught how to use the deck. Okay, it is now 11:22 a.m. on this 5th of December 2025. And I'm going back to music. The one I've got now is a 1991 Concord Jazz recording, which features Rolf Moore on tenor sax, Ray Brown on bass, Gene Harris on piano, that's G-E-N-E, Gene Harris on piano, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. The tune you'll hear the group playing is Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Music was written by Jimmy Van Heusen. The lyrics were written by Johnny Burke. And it was published in 1940. So for your listening pleasure, here is the Rolf Moore Band with Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wouldn't care to guess just how many times that particular tune has been recorded. Polka Dots and Moonbeams. It was written in 1940. I've just played it as an instrumental with Ralph Moore on tenor sax, Ray Brown on bass, Gene Harris on piano, and Jeff Hamilton on the drums. But God, it's been played probably tens and tens of thousands of times, either as a vocal or as an instrumental. It's a very popular jazz song. Talking about popular jazz songs, why don't we get that pianist back, you know? Gene Harris, let's get him back and put him on the next track. So, it was this particular song was written in 1941, and it was written for a movie, and it's called You Don't Know What Love Is. That was written by Don Ray and Gene DePaul for a comedy movie, believe it or not, called Keep 'Em Flying. But I've got Gene Harris on piano with Jack McDuff on organ, Ron Eschete on guitar, Paul Humphrey on bass, and Curtis Steger on the drums. And this recording was made in 1999. So here's the Gene Harris group with You Don't Know What Love Is.
Thank you.
Tune was You Don't Know What Love Is, written in 1941 by Don Ray and Jean DePaul, and written for a comedy film called Keep 'Em Flying with Abbott and Costello. I don't think in the movie that the music would be that slow, you just heard. But great recording, great pianist. A very good pianist was Gene Harris, excellent pianist, in fact. And he had an excellent organ player with Jack McDuff, the same with the guitarist, Ron Ashetti, the bass player, Paul Humphrey, and the drummer, Curtis Steger. The time is 11:39 a.m. on the 5th of December, 2025. You know, I can't believe that it's 3 years since I last did a real gig. Which was at the jazz club. It was the first time that they had operated out of the Magdalenos room in the Havelock North Function Centre. And, of course, I lost my pianist after that. And then I lost my drummer. And I've been looking for a pianist or a guitarist who could improvise, who could read music, but you didn't have to be able to read music. As long as they knew jazz standards and they could improvise, and in three years, I haven't found anyone. I can't believe it. Anyway, get on with the music. Dorothy Donegan was born in 1922 and she died in 1998, and she was an American classically trained jazz pianist and vocalist. And she was best known for her stride and boogie-woogie playing, as well as bebop, swing, and classical. I've got a recording of her on piano. It's a live recording made in 1992. Clark Terry on trumpet, John Burr on bass, Ray Mosca on drums, Dorothy Donegan on the piano, and they play Dorothy's arrangement of W.C. Handy's 1940 song, which is called St. Louis Blues. Yeah, live recording made in 1992. Dorothy Donegan on the piano, Clark Terry on trumpet, John Burr bass, Ray Mosca on the drums. And I said that they played their version of W.C. Handy's 1914 song, St. Louis Blues. There are lots of songs, parts of songs, being brought in, particularly by Clark Terry on the trumpet. I don't know if you heard them. One was Saint Teresa of the Roses. But, you know, jazz musicians do that kind of thing. Now, Earl Okin, that's Earl, E-A-R-L, Okin, O-K-I-N, is a British comedian, singer, composer, guitarist, and pianist. And in 2012, he released an album that he called Bossa Britannica. And I've got one of his tracks from that album. And on this track, what Earl does, he sings, he plays the guitar, and he plays the piano. Now, he can do it all at the same time, of course. So he recorded separate tracks for vocal, guitar, and piano, and then mixed them all together. And you'll hear how he got on when you listen to this particular piece he wrote called Madrugada. Now, Madrugada is Portuguese for Spirit of Dawn. And Earl Okin, besides being everything else, he does sing a lot in Portuguese, although he's British. So have a listen to this 2012 recording by Earl Okin as he sings, plays guitar, and plays piano on a tune he wrote called Madrugada.
Early morning sun pours across the trembling sky like summer wine. So is love begun. As I touch your lips, I know that you are mine. Or is it only madrugada, spinning dreams around my heart? Only madrugada, just pretending, whispering that we will never part. Something in your eyes seemed to wake a dream forgotten deep inside. Took me by surprise, offering the love that always seemed denied. Or was it only madrugada, casting spells into the air? Only madrugada, weaving magic, mingling with the perfume of your hair. Walking on the sand and sharing secrets only we could understand. And yet the fading light is so deceiving. In the moonlight, seeing is believing. Finally the dawn, for my trembling lips, at last a lover's kiss. So my love is born, you are in my arms, there is no world but this. Or is it only madrugada, just a star to wish upon? After madrugada, will I wake to find you gone? Thank you. walking on the sand and sharing secrets only we could understand. And yet the fading light is so deceiving. In the moonlight, seeing is believing. Finally the dawn. For my trembling lips, at last a lover's kiss. So my love is born. You are in my arms. There is no world but this. Or is it only madrugada? Just a star to wish upon. After madrugada, will I wake to find you gone, 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 gone.
Yeah, that was Earl Oaken, as I say, British comedian, singer, composer, guitarist, pianist and everything else. He used to be a headmaster of a school in London. He has toured. He's toured the USA. He's toured Germany, various other places in Europe. He's also toured Australia. And I spoke to him last year on... you know, one of these social media platforms. And I said, have you never been to New Zealand? He said, no, I've never been to New Zealand. He said, but I really love to. But he's, you know, he's a clever chap. He's written heaps of different songs and tunes. And he's done an awful lot of recording as well. But anyway, that was... I might play another one of his next week. Earl Oaken is the name of the man. Okay, well, it's... God, probably got just less than 5 minutes to go. So I think what I might do is I might say my farewells now before I actually put on the last track of the day today, which is Friday the 5th of December 2025. I said last week that I may very well come in on Boxing Day. I haven't made my mind up yet, but I probably will. But, you know, I've been doing this show for a long time. And, you know, to produce a weekly show for 2 hours, it takes a long time. And as I say every week, I can please some of the people all the time, all of the people some of the time, but I cannot, Kay, please all the people all of the time. Just impossible to do. Anyway, it's my show. Right, folks, we're getting close to Christmas. A lot of people will be on the booze, so be careful while you're out there driving, walking, or whatever you're doing, because a lot of people will just use Christmas as an excuse to get drunk, and they'll drive their vehicles or whatever. So please be careful out there. Whatever you do, please be careful. You've got to get through Christmas and the New Year, and I hope to be back in the New Year to carry on. It all depends, really. I think I might have to take a break at some stage, but as long as you still listen and I'm still happy to do it, then I'll do it. But it's been a long, long time. Okay. Remember to love the ones that you love, because they'll love you back so much more. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I always do my best for you. I'll have some more Christmas songs next week. And just for goodness sake, be careful out there. Watch out for the idiots. I mean, I only drive from Napier to Hastings, and some of the people, God, I understand that the government is making people over 60 do special tests. What are you doing on young people? Anyway, here's Kate Dimbleby. We've got a little bit of Kate Dimbleby, very famous surname. She's an English cabaret singer and songwriter. Here's a song she wrote in 1998 called I Can Let Go Now, and she's backed by the Steve Hamilton Quintet. This will be the first one next week. So God bless you. Look after yourselves. A little bit of Kate Dimbleby. I Can Let Go Now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.